Bab Bach, B'Simin Tov Reish Ayin, Bach brings down that we find a difference between Chanukah and Purim. That Chanukah is the way we do it is with the Yontiv V'Sukkah for Halal V'Oidah. Hashem came B'Purim, it was with Mishte V'Simcha. As the Bach asks, what's the difference? As the Bach says, we're focusing on the Chilek of the Bach, Klapei Chanukah, that Chanukah is a different kind of a simcha than Purim. Purim was a simcha that the guf was in sakana, and it saved the guf. As a yontif is a yontif of a guf, b'mishtev is simcha. But Chanukah, the sakana wasn't on the guf. They weren't threatening to kill them per se if they wouldn't do the mitzvahs. The real gzeira was on the mitzvahs, learning Torah, different mitzvahs that they were geyser. As a male, the yontif is a yontif of avodas Hashem. However, when the Bach says this, he says over two Graces Yisoides in Avodas Hashem, it's Mamish Evan Pina for all Avodas Hashem the whole year. The Bach says, why was it that the Goyim had a Koyach to be Goyzer on Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't be Oved Hashem? Why did Hashem make such a thing? As he says, because the Yidden, when it's Rashlu Ba'Avodah, they weren't so into the Avodah. You know, after a while, you're in the Beis HaMikdash for a long time, things start to get used to things, you're davening, you're learning. You don't do it with ischachis, you do it with ischrashlus. It's because there was ischrashlus in the Avodas Hashem, it was a mela Hashem gave the koyach to the Avanim to make gzeiros that they should be mevatalit. And what was the tshuva of Klal Yisrael when they went ahead and they were moisen nefesh to do Avodas Hashem, as then they got the Avodah back. So over here in the Bach, it has two big yisoides in Avodas Hashem. When we see things are starting to go hard for us, and Avodas Hashem is not the same. Different things are going on in our life. It doesn't always have to be the Yevanim. Hashem has many shluchim. But when we see things are hard in our Avodas Hashem, many times it's a simin because we were misrashel. We weren't so into it. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message and trying to wake us up and realize we need chizuk. And what is the tshuva, Zok the Bach, when we do Avodas Hashem b'Mesiras HaNefesh? Mesiras HaNefesh doesn't have to literally mean kill yourself. It means even when things are hard, you go ahead and you moisen nefesh and you work hard. You put extra kavana in your tefillah, extra koyches into your Torah, extra simas lev in your midos. But you're working on things. As that's the tikkun, and then you'll have siyata deshmaya to be able to accomplish. As those are two big yisoides in Avodas Hashem that we see in this Bach, that many times the different things that are in our way for Avodas Hashem are because we're being misrashel. It's Hashem's way of sending us a message. You need chizuk, you need to wake up. But there's another nekuda, very chashuv nekuda. When they went ahead and they were moisen nefesh for Avodas Hashem, as they were zeicha to siyata deshmaya me'alu me'eva la'teva than they ever could have imagined. Who thought they could have killed so many Yevanim? They could have made a milchama. Who thought from a little pach shemen that it could light for 8 days? But we see over here another yisoid. When a person puts the extra effort into Avodas Hashem, as Hashem gives them koyches me'ala teva and to reach heights that never would have been possible before. As when a person goes and he puts his extra koyches in to doing Avodas Hashem, as then he reaches me'alu me'ever to the asagis where he could have done before. As the special siyata deshmaya that people get when they put in the extra effort, that's really what the or of Ner Chanukah is coming to be mesamal to us. That or that Hashem gave them the koyach, that the shemen should burn for 8 days, that they should have the nitzachon and be able to do the avodah in the mikdash, is a message for doiros. It's a light which gives light into our lives, and it carries a message to us that whenever we're moisa nefesh and we try hard in Avodas Hashem, the light of Chanukah will burn bright for us too, and we'll have the siyata deshmaya to go me'alu me'eva l'koychaseinu. In last week's parsha, in the parsha of Vayishlach, as Yaakov Avinu fights with the Malach of Esav, and at the end, the Malach says to him, "Kisarisa im anoshim v'melakim v'tuchal." Therefore, he changed his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. We're called Bnei Yisrael. I'll shame that shame of Yisrael, not only on the shame of Yaakov. Why? Because to teach us that Yaakov gave us the koiches of Sarisim Anoshim, and all the people around you, and all your Nisyanis, Velokim, and the Yetzahara, that was the Malach that Yaakov fighted, V'tuchal. And it says right afterwards, it was Olah HaShachar, and he let the Malach go. Zog the Rajban, the Svarim HaGdoshim, that Olah HaShachar is going on Eirei Shel Mashiach, the Eirei Shel Gula, that whoever fights with his Yetzahara, and puts that effort in to win, and puts the extra chizik into his avodas Hashem, he's zeicha to the or hagula bizman hazeh, and be'ezes Hashem sheyavo b'mehira, the gula asida, he'll be zeicha to a or gadol, the or zarua latzadikim uli yishrelev simcha. That's the message of the or of Chanukah. It's the or zarua latzadik uli yishrelev simcha that Hashem puts away for everyone that works and tries in his avodas Hashem, and puts that extra effort into making things go in his avodas Hashem. And that gives us the chizuk. As Chanukah is really, the message of Chanukah is a chizuk l'dayras, to help us to be mis'aleh from all our nekudas of galus that we're in, and to be mis'aleh and misroimim, and to reach gulos. Gulos pratiyos l'kol yachid v'yachid, and gulos l'kol klal yisrael v'yachad. Shem Yazar, that we shouldn't have to be soimich on the message of the menorah that we light every year, but Hashem should help us that we should be zeicha to the gula sida, that we'll see the menorah burning in the Beis HaMikdash itself, which is the burn of all this eirus of Klal Yisrael to do avodas Hashem with the nisyanus of galus. Should all come together and help that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash should be nidlak oida pam b'mehira.